Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is July 27th, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Last week, Mars continued getting closer to Saturn in Libra, further intensifying the energy pattern of calculated violence and ruthless determination driven by uncompromising ideology.
In the Israel-Gaza conflict, despite the best efforts by concerned allies, there is still no ceasefire. The rockets and bombing continue with an ever-growing number of civilian casualties.
And looking over at Israel's chart, here we see that the Mars-Saturn combo is truly manifesting. The signification of harsh reality and ruthless actions is transiting in Israel's 10th house of action by the leader.
And as for other conflicts around the world, no let-up anywhere. In another part of the zodiac, Mercury, the planet of communication, has been transiting in Gemini, the sign of multiple points of view, as the world grapples with the truly awful tragedy of Flight MH17. Leaders, pundits, analysts, and politicians all offer their various opposing reasons and explanations.
Mercury is together with Venus, the planet of agreement and compromise, but Venus itself is not representing agreement this time, due to being influenced by Mars and Saturn, both transiting in Venus's sign Libra.
In the wake of the MH17 tragedy, European nations are hardening their positions vis-a-vis imposing more sanctions on Russia as punishment for its part in the shootdown of the airliner. Both hardening and punishment are significations of Mars and Saturn, which are being transferred to Venus.
As for the Russian separatists in Ukraine, far from being contrite or apologetic for their mistake, they see their heinous act as a propaganda coup, an opportunity for leverage, and a potential bargaining chip.
Well, they have succeeded in that respect. The MH17 event certainly sucked up all the oxygen for a large part of last week, putting the focus on events in Ukraine. Meanwhile, other ongoing conflicts like the newly formed Islamic State, which now controls a full third of Syria, the chaos happening in Libya, the carnage in Nigeria, are all getting far less media coverage.
And meanwhile, Jupiter has been completely combust the Sun for the past week. When a planet is so close to the Sun that it disappears, its significations vanish as well. Jupiter is the planet of wisdom and conciliation.
So, with an exalted Jupiter now completely combust the Sun, the powerful malefic combo of Mars conjunct Saturn gets to hold sway for the time being.
Efforts to somehow make sense of the MH17 tragedy and absolve Russia had, by the end of the week, come down to, it was a mistake. Was it? Here's the chart of the event.
All I can say is that a combust Jupiter does not need the double whammy of being combust plus having malefic aspects on it. The great benefic isn't going to be allowed to shine even though it is in its sign of exaltation.
Yes, David, Saturn, the planet of harsh reality, is indeed casting its 10th house aspect onto Jupiter. That fact, plus Jupiter being combust, well, we just can't expect much from Jupiter's beneficence at this time.
When Jupiter is combust, we can't see it. We are without wisdom and lacking judgment. A dubious situation at best. Case in point, judges can go off the rails. Last week, a federal appeals court invalidated a major provision of Obamacare, the federal subsidy for poor people, due to a typo in the written law.
Yes, and then, literally hours later, another federal appeals court took the opposite point of view and upheld the same provision. So now, once again, the Supremes get to have the last word, which probably won't happen for at least another year.
It's classic. The planet of courts and judges is destroyed by the sun, and with two different courts coming up with diametrically opposed judgments on a very important law.
Jupiter is also the signifier of morals and ethics. When Jupiter is combust, the sun, we are in danger of losing our moral compass.
The tsunami of underage illegal immigrants showing up at the southern border of the USA has forced the nation into a moral dilemma. These children are obviously desperate, fleeing oppressive and dangerous conditions in their native countries. Should we let them in?
It begs the question, are we a Christian nation? Do we follow the moral instructions of the Bible, or do we maintain a cold-hearted, xenophobic, keep-em-out posture?
As usual, the USA displays its preponderance of Gemini planets, multiple and contradictory points of view.
Mars, transiting through President Obama's 10th house, encourages action by the leader. Last Monday, President Obama signed an executive order that explicitly bans discrimination against transgender employees of contractors who work for the federal government.
And on Friday, a senior advisor to the president gave everyone this heads up. Obama is prepared to take very significant executive action on the immigration issue before the end of summer, even to the point of risking impeachment.
Well, that'll definitely turn up the heat during the run-up to the November elections, and is a naked political appeal to the increasingly important Hispanic electorate in this country.
And returning for a moment to the Mars-Saturn conjunction in Libra, this combination at its worst is ruthless and even cruel. Mars is impatient, Saturn is demanding.
In Arizona last week, the demand of the justice system to see a killer put to death resulted in yet another botched execution using a supposedly painless lethal drug cocktail. The prisoner took over 1.5 hours to die, obviously in extreme discomfort.
The debate about capital punishment in America has now devolved into this. How many minutes of wheezing, coughing, and gulping for air are too many?
Obviously frustrated by the whole mess, a federal appeals court judge, Alex Kozinski, is actually advocating a return to the firing squad.
Yow! Firing squads? And so we conclude this week's review of the week. Please be sure to click in with us next week.